visiting Highland Park. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris stopping by the Chicago suburb where seven people were killed during a July 4th parade. The VP promising the White House will do everything it can to help. She made the visit after speaking to an educators' convention in Chicago.
And we must protect our communities from the terror of gun violence. You know, I've said it before, enough is enough.
The vice president called on Congress to ban assault rifles. Prosecutors have filed formal murder charges against the man accused of the shooting.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt announced the first and perhaps most obvious charges against the alleged shooter.
The Lake County State's Attorney's Office has charged Robert Cremo III with seven counts of first-degree murder.
He said many more charges will come as well.
Centering around each of the victims, psychological victims, physical victims.
Reinhardt said tomorrow, before a judge, he will ask for Cremo to be held without bond ahead of a trial where he will seek life without parole for Cremo.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The governor of Donetsk, the last remaining eastern province partly under Ukraine's control, urged the more than 350,000 residents to flee. This after Russia declared it had seized the neighboring Luhansk province. Jailed singer R. Kelly has been taken off of suicide watch.
The convicted sexual predator and former R&B star was placed on the restriction at the Brooklyn Federal Jail, where he's being held following last week's sentencing. He then filed suit against the jail, claiming the watch violated his constitutional rights and had caused severe mental distress. However, federal prosecutors say that the lawsuit is moot because Kelly had already been removed from the special status.
Fox's Mary Corsetti. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The flight tracking website FlightAware reports more than 18,000 flights were delayed over the holiday weekend and more than 1,500 canceled. Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth reports from Newark Liberty International Airport.
You know, we're seeing all these issues come after pandemic relief of $54 billion went to these airlines to try to keep them afloat throughout the pandemic. The issue is now they're still struggling to fill those jobs. The industry lost 31,000 jobs by 2021. Many of those positions, which really range all over the industry from pilots to ramp staff, those positions have still not been filled, many of them. It's resulting in constant delays and cancellations, and they are frustrating travelers who are just trying to get home.
American Airlines says it's corrected a glitch in its scheduling platform, which allowed pilots to drop thousands of trips in July. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has signed seven new gun laws.
Guess what? Today, we are making Gun Safety Package 3.0 the law of the land.
The package includes, among other things, regulations on ammunition sales and new mandatory training rules. The governor tweeted that in the wake of recent mass shootings and the Supreme Court's ruling expanding concealed carry rights, common sense gun safety laws are needed. The San Jose Sharks make history with their recent general manager hire.
There's never been a black general manager in the National Hockey League, but this is changing. Mike Greer, who played 14 seasons in the NHL, will become the new general manager reportedly for the San Jose Sharks, who for the first time in team history have failed to qualify for the Stanley Cup playoffs 3 years in a row. This past season, Mike Greer was an advisor for the New York Rangers after having been a scout for the Chicago Blackhawks for 5 years. Greer's playing career ended in 2011. Jared Max, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.